Report, Trump to snip transgenderism out of federal government on day one. By Neil Monroe on January 19, 2025. President Donald Trump will remove transgenderism, root and branch, from the U.S. federal government via an executive order, likely on his first day, according to a report in freepress.com. The action will implement the preferences of many millions of American citizens, including some who voted on Election Day just to win this valuable prize. The freepress.com reported that the order, titled Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government, will ensure that all radical gender ideology guidance, communication, policies, and forms are removed. Agencies will cease pretending that men can be women and women can be men when enforcing laws that protect against sex discrimination. Woman means an adult human female. The executive order directs that government identification like passports and personnel records will reflect biological reality and not self-assessed gender identity. The order also suggests that Trump's Department of Justice will legally defend Americans who oppose the workplace use of transgender-style pronouns. The win is a huge victory for the many women and men who organized and fought against the transgender ideology. The winners include the many young women who defied peer pressure to detransition from the ideology, British author J.K. Rowling, and Riley Gaines, a swimmer who was required to compete against a man, Leah Thomas in a women's competition at university. Gaines helped turn that 2022 sports defeat into a political victory. Many reporters at Breitbart News charted the debate closely and wrote more than 4,000 articles on the topic since 2008. Trump's executive order is likely to be very popular, according to data in an Ipsos poll conducted in early January. The poll showed that 77% of Republicans and 49% of Americans agree that society has gone too far in accommodating transgender people. Only 23% of Americans and just 37% of Democrats say society has not gone far enough. 28% of Americans said society has reached a reasonable balance when it comes to accommodating transgender people. The poll also showed that 79% of Americans and 94% of Republicans say male athletes should not be allowed to compete in women's sports. Only 18% said men should be allowed into women's sports. The Free Press report said officials would also crack down on transgender-related medical treatment of children. The poll showed that 71% of Americans and 90% of Republicans said doctors should not be allowed to prescribe puberty-blocking drugs or hormone therapy to minors between the ages of 10 and 18. Stephen Miller, there are men and there are women. And it's not up to you whether you're a man or a woman. That's a decision that's made by God and it can't be changed. Image or embed. Aaron Ruper, at atrooper.com, January 19, 2025 at 4:26 p.m. Trump's election, and similar polls, may push transgenderism ideology to the margins of society and the media. The ideology says the government should force Americans to treat particular men, or teenagers, as if they are women whenever the man or teenager says he is transgender. In contrast, Americans have built their laws, social norms, and civic expectations on the recognition that the two biological sexes are equal, different, competing, and complementary. However, the Democratic Party coalition of the diverse includes a strong base of pro-transgender donors, and one new representative who insists he is a woman. The representative, Representative Sarah McBride, DITA, was just given a leading role in setting policy within the Democrats' House caucus.